The next one is puzzle. They could not communicate with one another. Their languages were completely different and had very few resemblances. It became a puzzle that they both wanted to solve. Their motives were not fueled by personal interest, deception, or materialism. They were both peaceful people who simply wanted to understand one another, but could not. They spent much time dedicated to learning the best form of communication between the two. It did not come easy, but eventually they learned how to understand one another, how each other thought and felt. Again, differences occurred as they naturally do, but they both accepted those differences as they collaborated, and they succeeded because of their determination. Their determination to achieve their goal of complete understanding. They did not want to give up, there was too much at stake. There was much to be gained from their unification, and much to be lost if they failed. But fortune favoured them, as they so rightfully deserved. Their efforts were not for naught, because by the end of it, they were one. That was inspired by an episode of Star Trek Next Generation. Lots of Star Trek in these writings, mainly because I'm re-watching it all at the moment while I have not much else to do. But yeah, that was inspired by an episode in Star Trek Next Generation in which Captain Picard and a member of a race I can't remember are beamed down to a planet and they are left alone in order to learn how to communicate with one another because they don't know how... they don't know the language of the other. So they just spend the entire time trying to communicate, and it's just funny, then it turns emotional, and then it's just beautiful, and then it's sad. It's just a great episode, one of my favourites of the whole series. And so I wrote that inspired by the episode.